With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Authorities say the crisis in Haiti continues to worsen.
As gang violence chokes Haiti's capital, residents are struggling to survive. In Port-au-Prince, life has become a game of survival, pushing Haitians to new limits. As residents scramble to stay safe and alive, gangs overwhelm the police and the government remains largely absent. Gangs that control an estimated 80% of Port-au-Prince launched coordinated attacks on February the 29th, targeting critical state infrastructure. They set fire to police stations, shot up the airport, and stormed into Haiti's two biggest prisons, releasing more than 4,000 inmates. More than 95,000 people have fled the capital in 1 month alone, as gangs raid communities, torching homes, and killing people in territories controlled by their rivals. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden's job approval rating dropping like a rock.
According to the weekly average of polls at RealClearPolitics.com, President Biden's approval stands at only 39.6%. That mark trails former President Trump by 5 percentage points at a similar moment in their first terms. Mr. Biden's two strongest negatives are on the issues of inflation at only 34.5% and on the direction of the country at only 26% approval. These results come ahead of this week's Pennsylvania primary. A Fox News poll indicates both candidates are tied at 48% in a two-person race, with Mr. Trump 2 points ahead in a five-candidate field. George Williams reporting.
Well, President Biden making a pitch for much higher taxes on the wealthy. He wants to raise nearly $5 trillion in revenue over 10 years with higher taxes on the rich. Platform is a billionaire's tax, which would set a rate of 25% of the income for the richest Americans. This is SRN News. Troubling new medical trend.
A growing number of people, usually the young, are seeking to have parts of their body amputated in order to live as a disabled person. The medical community has labeled this, quote, body integrity dysphoria. And in Canada last month, doctors removed two perfectly healthy fingers from the hand of a 20-year-old. Doctors say this isn't any different than performing a sex change operation on someone so they can live as the opposite sex. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Wisconsin has a law from 1849 banning abortion unless it's necessary to save the life of the mother. After the Dobbs decision came out, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call filed a suit arguing the law is not valid. In 2023, a Wisconsin judge agreed, but that case has now been appealed to the state Supreme Court. This is SRN News. Fort Wayne, Indiana has a new mayor. Here's Rhonda Rockstra.
A Democrat city councilwoman's been chosen as the new mayor of Indiana's second most populous city and its first black leader during a party caucus to replace its late mayor, who died in March. Sharon Tucker will also become the second woman to serve as mayor of the northeastern Indiana city. Tucker was elected Saturday in the second round of voting during a Democrat caucus with seven mayoral candidates. Fort Wayne's mayor's office became vacant when Mayor Tom Henry died in March at the age of 72 after experiencing a medical emergency related to his stomach cancer. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
New York lawmakers approving a $237 billion state budget, including plans to spur housing construction and address the migrant crisis. Package also includes measures expediting the closure of some state prisons. More details at SRNNews.com.